Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
28th of February, 1968. Dear folks and John. Hiya. I think it's been a while since I last wrote. Sorry about that. Received a sweet tooth package. Thanks, it was yummy. Say, John, I received a couple of nice letters from Bobby. Jackie wrote and told me to tell you hi from Arik. Not much news to tell you? Oh yeah, I got the soapbox and have already put it to use. I cleaned my rack, bed. I hate to tell you this, but this is a short letter. Love always, Tom.
Not much news to tell you. I guess that hides the fact we've been on an operation for almost 10 days, with numerous firefights and even some fatalities, that 15 plank owners, original boat crew members, were wounded at Tansanut Airport in Saigon while they were trying to return home after their year tour. That Jackie and I are writing each other and my thoughts are becoming more and more confused. Tomorrow's leap year day. That means the cute blonde has her fifth birthday celebration as she turns 20. And how can I think about her when I'm also thinking about Jackie? Not much news to tell you. The thoughts are many, but the words are few. I need to return to the library. I'm long overdue. The library is peaceful and a place of solitude. Quiet, please, is the basic attitude. There's not much news to tell you.
Not much news. Where did that come from? Not much news to tell you. Is that from the short letter? So, like,
a short letter,
I don't want to tell you what I've been through.
There was so much going on. We're still in the cleanup phase of the Tet stuff that had occurred. And there was so much going on. I think we were probably averaging 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day or at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You might get 4 or 5 hours in and then have to go anywhere from 12 to 36 without. We were just running crazy. Like I said, there was firefights right and left. All those guys in Saigon who spent a year on these boats got to Saigon to go home and they got wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And several died out of that group. You didn't ask me about plank owners.
Yeah.
But I did say it was.
Would you please tell me about plank owners? Yes.
That's when the Navy commissions a new whatever it is, the first ones that go aboard, take control, take command, are called plank owners. Goes back to the old original ships that you walked on the plank to get on the ship.
Okay. So to get
on
the ship.
So you owned the plank because you were the original. So these are the original guys, 15 original guys. Get shot up trying to go home after surviving a year of being shot at. But I didn't bother to tell the folks any of that. And then, of course, you can hear my or see my confusion about, is it Jackie or Ponytail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just goes to show where your thoughts everywhere. You're not getting a lot of sleep. How do you keep your wits about you in all of that? And then, like you said, you were receiving so much mail. You'd get back from being out for 10 days and be bombarded with mail, which you love.
Loved receiving.
Receiving is then to feel like I got to write everybody back. I don't have time. Everybody's going to get short letters.
Yeah, real short.
I'm still alive.
Mom and Dad,
love you,
too.
Keep the letters coming.
Yeah. And I don't remember who Bobby was. But I got a couple of nice letters from her. That's cool.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, the next time we're going to learn about a day in the life. I've always thought you might want to know about a day in the life.
Actually, I do. Okay. And I'm sure many people would like to know.
Next time around.
Good.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.